Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 28, 1804, day 45 of the expedition. Camped at the mouth of the Kansas River. This is the third night that the expedition has been camped at the mouth of the Kansas River. The chores for the day were cleaning out the boat, sunning powder, dressing skins, drying clothes, and generally making themselves comfortable. Captain Clark writes,
"Sent 8 or 10 hunters out today in different directions. The River Missouri has raised yesterday, last night, and today about 2 foot. This evening, it on a stand. Captain Lewis weighed the water of the two rivers, the Missouri 78 degrees, the Kansas 72 degrees. This great river of the Kansas heads with the River Del Norte in the Black Mountain Ridge, which divides the Kansas, Del Norte, and the Colorado River. This river receives its name from a nation which dwells at this time on its banks. The Indians are not very numerous at this time, reduced by war with its neighbors. They formerly lived in an open and beautiful plain, and were very numerous at the time the French first settled the Illinois. I am told they are a fierce and warlike people. Being badly supplied with firearms, they become easily conquered by the Iowa and Sakis, who are better furnished with those materials of war. The nation is now out on the plains hunting buffalo. The high lands come to the river on the upper side about a mile, in full view, and are a beautiful place for a fort. Good landing place. The waters of the Kansas is very disagreeable tasted to me. Captain William Clark, June 28, 1804.
The weight of the water is given in degrees by Biddle and is a measurement of specific gravity. Specific gravity of water is determined by the ratio of the weight of pure water to the weight of the naturally flowing river water. This is a measurement taken only occasionally by Captain Lewis. The captains applied the name Black Mountains or Black Hills to all the eastern outlying ranges of the Rockies. There was very little information about or conception of the Rocky Mountains in 1804. Tomorrow, another court-martial.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published by the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.